السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى المؤمن, and we said there's a twofold meaning to this name. One meaning of المؤمن is to affirm. Allah affirms His own existence in the Quran and via various signs. Allah affirms the truthfulness of the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام in the Quran and by allowing them to showcase miracles. Allah affirms the promises that He has made to His servants in this world as well as in the hereafter. And another meaning of Al-Mu'min is the one who gives protection, the one who grants safety in this world as well as in the hereafter. And we gave two examples yesterday. The one I explained is the body, that there are contrasting elements in the body. Everything has to be kept in a fine balance. If not, the entire body would collapse into chaos. Then we explained about the world itself. There are contrasting elements. If Allah doesn't keep the mountains in balance, they'll crush us. If Allah doesn't keep the water in balance, it'll drown us. If Allah doesn't keep the fires in check, it will incinerate us. If Allah doesn't keep the wind in check, it will blow us into destruction. And I concluded yesterday by saying, there are so many predators, there are snakes, there are insects. If Allah has to just let loose all of the mosquitoes in the world, that will be the cause of our destruction. We saw recently in the Eastern Cape, when there was an invasion of locusts, the farmer's entire 1 year's effort is gone in a couple of hours, in a couple of minutes. So it is Allah who is Al-Mu'min, who maintains that balance, that ensures safety, that ensures security. Otherwise, what will happen is that this very world which has been created to serve man will become the means of the destruction of man. Even man themselves, to some extent we harm each other, but not to the point where we totally annihilate each other. That is because Allah is Al-Mu'min. Allah keeps things in check. Now today, we commence with the discussion on the name of Allah, Al-Muhaymin. The being who is called Al-Muhaymin has three qualities. The first is, that being has knowledge of all conditions. The second is, that being has the full power to grant benefit. And the third is, that being continuously grants the benefit. So it doesn't have the full power momentarily, it has the full power permanently. And there's only one being who meets the three requirements of Muhaymin, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Another meaning of Muhaymin is Shahid, one who is totally aware. And we know Allah is aware of every atom of that which is in existence. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah says, Al-Qa'im bi umuril khalq. Muhaymin is the one who is in charge of all the affairs of the creation. Min a'malihim wa arzaqihim wa ajalihim wa akhlaqihim. When it comes to the actions of creation, the sustenance of creation, the life of creation, and the character of creation. So Muhaymin is one that not only protects, but creates the means for protection. The ulama have given some remarkable examples here. They say, look at your eye. Just look at the socket which Allah has created that protects your eye. I don't have the time here in this short duration to go into the details. Read up on it yourself. The medical explanation of how the socket protects the eye. So Allah not only protects, but He creates the means for protection. If you look at the brain, which is the most valuable part, the nerve center of a human, how Allah has put the brain within the skull, and how the skull protects the brain irrespective of the sudden and the different movements of the human being. If you look at the animals, some Allah has given them a sting to protect themselves. Others Allah has given them teeth. The snake Allah has given him poison. Some Allah has given them claws. Others, they protect themselves with their horns. They are able to butt. Then you have those insects and animals that give off an electrical wave. These are all the manifestations of the power of Al-Muhaymin. Some animals protect themselves by giving off a bad odor. Not the Halim Bab, the natural bad odor, right? And some animals have been, like for example, the flowers. They've been given thorns to protect themselves. And what has man been given? Man has been given intelligence to protect himself. Not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. And like this, the examples are many. The rat can see equally well in the day and night to protect itself against the cat. The mole can't see at night, but it gives off that offensive odor that helps it to protect itself. Some animals, Allah has created them so tiny that you can't capture them. Some like the lizard, they change their colors. The chameleon, they can blend in with the environment. And like this, the deer and the rabbit, they have speed, right? So even in the face of predators like a lion or a cheetah, they are able to protect themselves. Look at the nature of Al-Muhaymin. The bee can sting you if you interfere with the hive, right? But if the bear goes there, it can eat all the honey it wants, and the bee can't sting him. The bee can't sting him. And lastly, I'll mention that there are some animals, Allah has given them this ability, they eat flowers. Now on the flowers, there may be thorns. Allah has granted them such saliva that if the thorn comes into the mouth, the saliva automatically dissolves the thorn so it doesn't injure the digestive system. That is the meaning of Al-Muhaymin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us His ma'rifah and grant us His recognition. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.